Do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pope Francis is maintaining the celibacy requirement for priests, but now also suggesting that there could be a case for why exceptions should sometimes be made. The Pope telling reporters that consideration should be given to older married men in remote communities where there's a shortage of priests. Francis says, though, he believes the celibacy of priests is a gift to the church and is against a blanket change to make celibacy optional.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign, that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone, while still claiming innocence, is entertaining the idea of working with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I'd also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president.
Though while saying that on ABC's This Week yesterday, Stone this morning is calling his arrest connected to the Mueller probe a raw abuse of power. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Record-breaking cold continues to affect the Midwest. People in and around Chicago especially warned, as forecasters say temperatures will drop well below zero beginning tomorrow night, and the wind chills could go as low as minus 55. The U.S. now delaying plans to return Central American migrants back to Mexico as they wait for their asylum cases to process. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Mexico is willing to help the migrants find temporary jobs, according to the spokesman for the Mexican State Department, but they will only accept migrants who already have a date to appear in U.S. immigration court. That means this is going to be temporary, not permanent. This comes at a time when Mexico is handling thousands more migrants streaming into its southern border.
Meanwhile, Americans believe, according to a new survey, that it is easier to enter and stay in the U.S. illegally than it is in most other countries. The new Rasmussen survey shows 42% of likely U.S. voters say they do believe it's easier to get into the U.S. illegally than to get into any other country in the world that way, with only 19% saying it's harder, and 26% believe the level of difficulty is about the same. 13% say they're not sure. Find us online at usaradio.com. I'm sure about that. We're there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Get Healthy Hunterdon, and we're sponsored by Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced in healthcare providers. You want to know about this crazy weather we've been having, and it's going to get even worse today. This afternoon, sunny with a high near 34 degrees, east wind around 5 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around a cold 22 degrees, light east wind. Tuesday, we've got rain or snow likely before 3 p.m. then rain likely between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m., then rain and snow likely after 5 p.m. So it's going to be going back and forth, depending on what the time and the temperature is like. Cloudy with a high near 38 degrees and all. Chance of precipitation is around 60%. New snow accumulations of less than a half an inch, depending on where you are. Above 78, more. Below 78, less. And good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Miola from Get Healthy Hunterdon, and have we got a show for you today. In Hunterdon County and stuff, we are so privileged and fortunate to have a lot of dairy farms and farmers and things like that. And today's show is an extraordinary and exceptional show and stuff. We have a fifth-generation farmer here and all, and going to my alma mater, of course, which was Penn State out there in Great State College, Pennsylvania. So I'd like to welcome, of course, Michaela Fulper from Fulper Family Farms, which is located down there in Lambertville, New Jersey, correct?
Yep, right outside Lambertville off of 31.
Wonderful. So that is great. So, Michaela, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all?
Yes, like you said, Dr. Miola, I am a fifth generation on my family's farm. I am currently a herdsman on the farm, so my responsibilities are helping with daily chores, monitoring herd health, and just making sure the cows are happy and healthy and doing what they do best, which is living happily and making milk. I also am part-time on Fulper Family Farmstead, and I'm our tour guide for all of our farm tours and our field trips. And I really enjoy doing that. I like sharing what we do with the public. I like teaching them about dairy farming and how healthy and good milk is for you and how it's made.
Very good. And so that's amazing and stuff. Like, so tell us a little bit about the Fulper Family Farm. Who started it? How long ago has it been around? How many head? How many acres? What do you do on the – what's a typical time on a day in the time of a Fulper family farm?
Yeah, sure. So back in 1909, my great-great-grandmother, Mary Fulper, started with one cow, and she was a widow taking care of her family the best she could. And over the years, we went into vegetables. We sold tomatoes to Campbell's Soup. We took product to produce to the Trenton Farmers Market. That was about the time that my grandpa was a kid, and we actually had chickens at 1.2. Now, here in 2019 and for the past 20-something years, we have been, on the animal side, focused solely on cattle, so we're milking about 100 Holsteins. We raise our young stock here, so we have about 200 to 250 animals total, from newborn calves all the way up to our oldest cows. And we also transitioned away from vegetables, and we're doing mostly field crops and commodity crops. So we're farming about 1,100 acres, corn for grain as well as corn silage for the cows, soybeans for soybeans to sell as well as for the cow feed. Alfalfa hay is for haylage for the cow feed as well, and we do various grasses for hay that go to our animals as well as selling to local horse farms, alpaca farms, whoever needs it, we have it. And we started a pretty big rye straw business as well, and that mostly goes to the racetrack, so Belmont, Saratoga, and a little bit of sorghum in some fields that deer are really tough on, and they don't like sorghum as much, so we grow a little bit of that.
How about that? So Holstein, now what is a Holstein cow?
Holstein is the most popular dairy breed in the United States and pretty close worldwide. They're the largest breed. They make the most milk, and they're what everybody pictures in their mind. So it's the black and white cow. As you think of one, that's a Holstein. And a fun fact is they actually have a variation where they can be red and white also. So it's not as common, but they actually have different colorings available. It's just everybody knows them as the black and white.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a personality does a Holstein have?
Holsteins are pretty docile, pretty mellow. You'll have a few that are extra friendly and extra active. But for the most part, they're easy to work with, good to get along with, not super stubborn, not super clumsy like some other breeds are known as. And We just enjoy working with them. We've chosen one breed just to make it simpler in terms of record keeping. That's mm-hmm. really the main reason.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good. Now, milk production and stuff, they're bred to be higher milk producers than, say, another breed and stuff?
They've just been the more popular breed over time, so genetics just moved faster with them. And they make the most milk also because they're the largest. The other breeds, such as Jerseys or Brown Swiss, they tend to make a little bit less milk with some higher fat and protein percentages. But where they make up in percentage, the Holstein, who might have a smaller percentage, will still have a similar poundage of fat and protein because of the volume that they're making more.
And when you talk about milk production and stuff, most of us in our mind would think like liters or gallons and things like that. But in the farm industry or the milking world and stuff, you talk about poundage.
Yep. Cows, dairy farmers get paid per hundredweight. So per 100 pounds of milk, there's roughly 8.6 pounds of milk in a gallon. And our cows on our farm today are making about 75 pounds per day. We milk them twice a day, so they're doing about half of that each milking.
Jesus. So who purchases or how do you market your milk?
Yeah, so most of our milk goes to Reddington Farms, which is a local processor. Right now they're based in White House Station. And their milk picks up us along with other New Jersey and local Pennsylvania farms, and it goes to the ShopRite generic brand and the QuickChek generic brand as well.
Oh,
and a
okay.
portion of our milk within the last decade, we started actually our own products called, under the line of Fulper Family Farmstead, where we're making ricotta, different types of mozzarellas, vanilla, yogurt, plain yogurt, kefir, we just started dabbling into in 2018. And we're trying to diversify and help the farm be sustainable for the next generation. So that's how we delved into making our own dairy products.
Mm. And that seems to be like a current trend now and stuff where you no longer can just be a milk producer and things and have the milk purchased by a processing place and stuff. It seems like a lot of people that we've had on the air and things like that have diversified into, like, you know, the cheeses like you're talking about and some other product lines, milk and things like that. So that seems to be like a general trend then and all, right?
Yeah, in our experience, we actually started with the need for wanting to share with consumers how farming is. So 13 years ago, we started a summer camp. And then with that, as we started to grow and more family members wanted to come back to the farm, me included, we had to think about, well, how is this business going to stay in the family and be with the family as more members want to be a part of it? And we decided to go the route and follow and what the consumers were asking for, which is a local product. And they're really happy to know who their farmers are. And they get excited that we've been able to last over 100 years. And they're cheering us on to last longer.
Yeah. Hunterdon County is a nice environment as far as what we've seen and stuff, just with like farmers and people who are into, you know, Mother Earth and growing things, whether it's, you know, products like that with milk and cheese and things, or whether they're growing crops and or vegetables and things like that. It seems like the mindset of the Hunterdon County person is a lot more into getting back to nature, getting to know the farmer, getting to know where the product is produced, and they have more of an interaction with you and things like that. Do you notice that?
I notice it. I think in this area, there's so many people, but so many of them are on the farm that they really want to learn and they want to know us. And that's why, since the consumers are here for it and they're willing to support us, that's really why so many of us have gone that direction, and we're happy to, and we enjoy the communication that we've built with everybody.
That's very good. We're going to take a little commercial break now, so I want you to hang in there, and we're going to be right back.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and like I said, we have been privileged with getting a great show for you today and stuff. We have Michaela from the Fulper Family Farmstead, which is locally here, right here in Lambertville, New Jersey, and all. And off air, we were talking about so many different things, the personalities of the cows, milk production, you know, what it is like to grow up on a family farm, and with her being a fifth generation and all. So why don't we talk a little bit more off air? We were talking about the tourism and things that you have available there on the farm, and why don't we continue on with that then?
Yeah, as we go a little bit further about how we've kind of progressed as a business, at some point when you're a dairy farm, you need to say, how else can I, you know, diversify and grow? And you can either grow by increasing your size or you can grow horizontally. So at one point we grew into doing the crops that I explained that we grow earlier. And then we said, well, what's the next step? And as I talked about, the main reason was we wanted to teach consumers and people about agriculture, but we also needed to think about how the business can survive for further generations. And the first step of that was our Farmstead Adventure Camp. And years ago, we just referred to it as Cow Camp. And it grew up and it got a fancier name nowadays, but it's just as fun as it was in the beginning. And I just want to talk about it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
So Farmstead Adventure Camp is a summer camp. It's Monday through Friday, 9 to 4.
And what time frame are we talking about? Like right out of school or?
Usually June, actually more so July, beginning of August.
Okay.
So once the kids are out of school, and we usually wait until 4th of July because people go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we bring in kids, and we also offer a 3-day adventure as well for families who maybe can't afford the full week, but they still really want to come. And we do a scholarship program as well.
Oh, nice.
Because we really want kids to come out and meet the cows and learn about the farm.
Mm-hmm. And what age group are you working with that?
Good question. Roughly 8 to 13 we like to keep
it. Oh, okay.
Sometimes we have kids that love it so much they come back until they're about 14, and we're open to everybody as long as they love it. And so what happens is there's usually 20 to 30 kids per week, so it's intimate. It's the kids don't get lost. Everybody knows all the counselors know all the kids, and all of our counselors are old campers.
Oh, okay.
So at the camp, the kids will get a partner, and each pair of partners gets their own calf for that week. And we teach them to walk them, wash them, clip their hair, and we teach them how to show cows. And at the end of the week, we welcome family members for a mock showmanship class so the kids can show their family what they learned and how they've taken care of their calf, and they can meet their new best friend for that summer. And it's also in between that, we do a lot of learning activities. They can learn about agriculture and lots of fun too. We have a very well-known slip and slide that we put out, and there's also crazy fun pictures of kids doing that. We'll make snacks, lots of arts and crafts that are nature related, and it's perfect for kids to get away from technology, out into the sun, out into the fresh air, and have a lot of fun and make a lot of friends.
This is amazing. Like right here in our own backyard, Huntington County and stuff, and to have something like this, because so often parents are looking for something different to send their kids to. You know, they're tired of sending them to the camp where they learn how to sail a boat or learn how to shoot an arrow or, like, you know, go to internet camp or things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, these kids these days are just so, like, teched up and things like that, and the electromagnetic fields, that's my specialty and stuff, you know, just that danger that goes to them and stuff. It's great to get their feet back into the dirt and stuff, and
yeah,
you know,
literally
connect.
When they play games in the yard, they kick their shoes off and they're
running. Do they?
Around
okay,
the
yeah. And you know, to connect with another animal and things. We had you know, a couple of people on here that use horses as therapy and stuff, and they said it's not just for the person up on the saddle, but it's for the people that are guiding them on the side, and the volunteers that you know are grooming the horse or washing the horses and mm-hmm. things. So there's so much that you guys are offering right there in your farm facility and all. That's
yeah.
amazing.
The camp is just really important to us. It's kind of like our baby. It's the one thing that started us, and it really represents exactly what we're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the kids, like I said, come back week after week, year after year. You know, a select few will come back to work at the camp. Some who even went from counselors to college, and then they were the camp coordinator for some weeks as college internships
with
us. So
okay.
We just really, it's like a family atmosphere. They come back year after year, and all the counselors know the kids that are returning, and pretty soon all the new kids they're going to see for the next couple of years also. So it's really fun, mm-hmm. fun for all the kids. And we've had parents jokingly or maybe seriously come up to us and say, well, can you do a week for adults? So they really enjoy it.
You figure, you know, the kids come home and they're full of all these things about, you know, the name of their calf that they're dealing
yep.
with, and, you know, feeding them, grooming them and things like that. And a lot of that, their parents and stuff kind of missed out on anything like that. You know, mm-hmm. the 4-H fair isn't where it used to be. It's not where it's at now and things like that, that we had grown up with. You, of course, more so, you know, with hands on like you did and all. So it's just kind of interesting that, you know, maybe an adult, you know, farm camp would be, cow camp would be good.
Yeah. We've honestly considered it in the past, but it would be a lot harder for us to do. But
yeah.
It's really fun. And in terms of tourism, we started with the camp, and then we saw the need with parents telling us that they wanted to visit the farm, and, you know, we only have this small age group and can only fit so many kids per camp week because we're still a functioning farm. It's not
sure.
just a campsite. That we said, well, how else can we get people to the farm? And that's what we started introducing, farm tours. So, and field trips as well. So currently, usually spring through fall, one or two times a month. So usually every second and or fourth Saturday,
okay.
we have a public farm tour. So that's ideal for maybe a couple or a few friends or a small family with kids that don't exactly fit the age, or maybe their kids are considering camp, but they're unsure. So they want to take a tour first.
Great idea.
We open our farm up for a tour, and it's usually at 2:30 PM and I give the tour so I can answer all questions about the cows. And that's one way that we bring people on the farm who can't join us for camp. Even, you know, grandparents and things like that, they come to.
Right.
And field trips is a way for us to get larger groups, school groups. Sometimes we'll have adults who come for somebody's 50th birthday party because it's their bucket list and they want to just tour the farm and see cows being milked. And we offer that as well. And those are just kind of however it fits the schedule. In the summer, in May and June, I'll usually have 1 to 2 a week. And we'll usually offer groups from maybe 15 Girl Scouts or Boy Scouts to a school class or a camp group of 40 or 50 kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, sometimes while our camp is running, we'll have farm tours, we'll have field trips, and it's a really busy day, along with all of us working on the farm as well.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
So we really try to open our arms and do as much as we can while still obviously doing what we do best, farming and working with our dairy products as well.
Right. So you must get a lot of just, you know, personal satisfaction at, you know, seeing the awe and the excitement in a little kid's eyes and things like that when they see their first calf up close and stuff and actually get to lead them around and things like that.
I definitely enjoy it. I think everybody who's involved in the tourism stuff does it because they enjoy it. We're people.
Mm-hmm.
And we just like what we do and believe in what we do. So I would say not just myself, but anybody, even our camp counselors, they do it because they love it and it's fun. I definitely like just teaching agriculture to people of all ages. Sometimes parents will come on a tour with me because they want to show their kids what maybe their grandparents would talk about. And the parents almost end up more excited than the kids sometimes. And they're asking me question after question after question. And it's just fun. I like to see it click in somebody's head how important it is to have agriculture. And I hope that people, I even get amazed sometimes. You can just go to the store and buy anything you need, and a farmer is behind every single thing in that store.
That's it, exactly. Whether it's a local or it's international and all.
Yeah.
So, like, in as far as the tourism and things like that, how do you go about marketing something like that?
A lot of it is word of mouth. Uh-huh. A lot of it is also, we're also lucky that since there aren't many farms in our area, it's pretty easy to come up on a Google search. There's no other Farmstead Adventure Camps anywhere near here in the 4-hour radius, pretty much. Mm. So a lot of people they might get it in their minds that they want to go to a cow camp or go visit a cow farm, and they just Google it up. We would sometimes run radio ads, newspaper ads. I would say now that we're pretty established, a lot of it is just word of mouth. In terms of getting our products out there, we're newer on that side. It's a lot of just getting your feet on the ground and going and meeting chefs and owners and managers of stores to kind of introduce ourselves.
Right.
Hunterdon is so awesome. There's so many people around here that it amazes me still. There could be somebody in Lambertville in my town and they've never heard of us. So we still have ways to go.
Isn't that something? My gosh.
Yeah.
So how do you go about marketing to, like, you know, store owners or like restaurants and things like that?
We just try to find businesses that align with what we're trying to do, which is promote local fresh food. And we see if they align with us. And then we reach out personally and set up meetings and try to talk to them and see where our products can fit in. And it's been really fun to just build relationships with people all around New Jersey.
Yeah, it was interesting. Bill, who's one of the chefs over at Jake's restaurant here in Flemington on 31 and stuff, was introduced to her today and stuff. And you could see him starting to salivate when she started saying all the different products and cheeses and stuff. So I'm sure there'll be a connection made with that. So what we're going to do is we're going to take another little commercial break, and we will be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As hundreds of thousands of furloughed federal workers get ready to return to work today after a 35-day partial government shutdown, President Trump says the odds that congressional negotiators will craft a deal to end the border wall standoff with Congress are, in his words, less than 50-50. The funding measure that's sending workers back to work today only runs through February 15th. President Trump slamming former Starbucks CEO Howard Schultz today after Schultz's statement that he may run for president in 2020, not as a Democrat or Republican, but as what he calls a centrist independent.
You know, I've been a lifelong Democrat. I look at both parties. We see extremes on both sides.
Trump tweets this morning that he watched Schultz's interview on 60 Minutes and, quote, agrees with Schultz that he, meaning Schultz, is not the smartest person. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare, and they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Pope Francis is maintaining the celibacy requirement for priests, but now also suggesting that there could be a case for why exceptions should sometimes be made. The Pope telling reporters that consideration should be given to older married men in remote communities where there's a shortage of priests. Francis says, though, he believes the celibacy of priests is a gift to the church and is against a blanket change to make celibacy optional.
If there's wrongdoing by other people in the campaign that I know about, which I know of none, but if there is, I would certainly testify honestly.
Former Trump advisor Roger Stone, while still claiming innocence, is entertaining the idea of working with special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
I'd also testify honestly about any other matter, including any communications with the president.
Though while saying that on ABC's This Week yesterday, Stone this morning's calling his arrest connected to the Mueller probe a raw abuse of power. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Record-breaking cold continues to affect the Midwest. People in and around Chicago especially warned, as forecasters say temperatures will drop well below zero beginning tomorrow night, and the wind chills could go as low as minus 55. The U.S. now delaying plans to return Central American migrants back to Mexico as they wait for their asylum cases to process. Here's the latest from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Mexico is willing to help the migrants find temporary jobs, according to the spokesman for the Mexican State Department, but they will only accept migrants who already have a date to appear in U.S. immigration court. That means this is going to be temporary, not permanent. This comes at a time when Mexico is handling thousands more migrants streaming into its southern border.
Meanwhile, Americans believe, according to a new survey, that it is easier to enter and stay in the U.S. illegally than it is in most other countries. The new Rasmussen survey shows 42% of likely U.S. voters say they do believe it's easier to get into the U.S. illegally than to get into any other country in the world that way, with only 19% saying it's harder, and 26% believe the level of difficulty is about the same. 13% say they're not sure. Find us online at usaradio.com. I'm sure about that. We're there. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And we are back at Get Healthy Hunterdon, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, Hunterdon County's most experienced healthcare provider and stuff. What happens around this time of the year and stuff, a lot of people are going to the gyms and, you know, have those New Year's resolutions about losing weight. First week they go back to the gym, they're all gung-ho, they're there 4 or 5 days a week. Then the second week, life gets in the way. They're down to 2 or 3 by the end of the month, which is January and stuff. They're down to no time at the gym. So when you're looking for that alternative, give Nutrimost of Hunterdon a try. So we have a really interesting guest here today and stuff, a fifth-generation farmer in Hunterdon County, which nowadays and stuff is unheard of because most people don't want to go into farm because of the rigors and just the amount of energy you have to put into it for the amount of return. But we have a very forward-thinking and stuff, energetic and very pro-farming individual here, and her name is Michaela, and she's with the Fulper Family Farmstead from Lambertville, New Jersey. So off air and stuff, we were talking about so many things and stuff. And so what we're going to do is kind of zero in on products now and stuff that the Fulton Family Farm and the Fulton Farm itself produces there.
Yeah, so we just discussed tourism and how we started our camp and then got into tours and field trips to bring people on the farm. Then we had to think, well, what's something else we can do? What can we do? And what do the people want? They wanted to visit the farm. We figured out a way to do that. Now they want to be able to support us further by consuming our food and our milk products. So we ship, like I said, a lot of our milk to the ShopRite generic brand through Reddington Farms. And we decided that we wanted to get into making our own dairy products, so cheeses and yogurts. And we really focus on more of the soft cheese side of things. So we don't make cheeses on farm, so people can't actually watch the process, but we have a really amazing cheesemaker, third-party cheesemaker, and his family is Sicilian, so they're really good
at I love it already.
Cheeses. And our best-selling product by far is ricotta. His family specialty is ricotta, and we're really proud of it, and it's delicious. Everybody who tastes it says it. Some people just spoon it right into their mouths because they love it that much. We do ricotta, ball mozzarella, some smoked ball mozzarellas. We have two flavors of, you can buy string cheese by the braided pound or half a pound.
Oh, okay.
And we also do plain vanilla yogurt, different flavors of kefir, and also a mango yogurt drink. And sometimes we do different other flavors of the yogurt drink as well. So we don't have an on-farm store, which is something that a lot of people look for, and we're still pretty new. We're less than 10 years into doing products. And what we're really doing is we're selling locally to local restaurants in Princeton, Lambertville, Pennington, all the way up a few places in northern New Jersey and southern New Jersey. We work with some distributors who work with restaurants as well that we might not know personally. And we also work with some stores so people can get our products and cook it at home. Mm-hmm. So here, you and I are in Flemington right now, and Flemington ShopRite will carry a few of our products. Pennington Quality Market, which is only about a 15-minute drive from here. Lambertville Homestead Farm Market is a really great one in Lambertville. They close for the winter, and they open up, and they always have fresh local products of everything, including ours. So there's a big, long list at our website, fulperfarms.com, that has all the restaurants and stores that carry our products. And we try to keep that updated every year or maybe twice a year to get that going. And we're really proud of our food, working with local chefs. We have worked with events, bringing in dietitians to talk about how we take care of the cows and how we care about nutrition just as much for cows as they do for human nutrition.
Which is very important. Yeah. What goes in is going to give you good products coming out.
Yeah. So it's been really fun to just teach people about it. It's opened up a conversation for us to not only talk about what we do, and not only share how delicious our cheeses are, but to talk about the importance of milk in a healthy diet and how it's good for everybody to have and really important for nutrition.
See, and so often, like, you know, milk kind of gets a bad rap now with all the antibiotics and the hormones and everything else that goes into it. But when you're at your level and things like that, where you've got hands-on with the animals and stuff, you're not you know, pushing a huge production and things like that, but you're making quality products and out of it and all. That's very important.
We are. You know, one thing I will say is milk is one of the most highly regulated products in the United States, food products. And any milk you buy, whether it's from our farm or a big farm out west, it's all treated the same. It's all watched the same. So no milk that's on a store shelf is has any antibiotics in it. And if any farm has a mistake and they test positive for them, that milk gets dumped down the drain and that farmer has to pay out of pocket to everybody that was negatively affected. So it's something that farmers don't do for moral reasons as well as legal reasons and financial reasons. So there's never a worry about that. And I always encourage, I want people to buy our products and support us, but I encourage them to know that any brand you get, any milk, whatever kind it is, whatever the label says, it's all going to be the same nutrition, the same healthiness. And we just hope people support us so we can, you know, remain a century-old farm and a family tradition and keep going into further generations.
Right. And that must make you really feel good, too, and all. And as far as, you know, being around for that long and stuff, providing a great product and a great service now and stuff with the camp and the tours and everything else that you're doing to the, you know, members of Hunterdon County as well as the surrounding areas and stuff, the tri-state area at least and all.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's cool for me, and I'm very proud of it and proud of my family. And it might even be cooler for my grandfather, who is in February going to be 92 years old.
92? Is he still active on the farm?
Oh, yeah. He is our designated lawnmower in the summer. You can't get him off of that thing when the grass is growing. And he could still run equipment. He'll run errands for us. And I know he's definitely proud to see all the hard work that he did has just transitioned. And you mentioned forward thinking earlier. He was very forward thinking for his time.
Yeah.
And he basically passed that along to my father and uncle. And, you know, my dad taught me and my brother that as well, and my other siblings who are on the farm. So
isn't that sad? But that's so heartwarming and stuff. And as far as for him to see, you know, the fruits and the labor of all the toil and sweat and everything that he did in his time and stuff, to see how you have taken it and, you know, applied some new technologies, some new management skills and stuff that you learned at Penn State, of course, and, you know, taking it a step further and all, and the plans that you have for it and all. And off air and stuff, we were talking about all kinds of things that you have on the blueprints, and you have on the table and stuff that you're contemplating to do there and all. So that's really good to see. What's next, though?
What's next? Right now, we're basically just researching and seeing if it's a possibility, but we're very proud of being an old farm, but along with that comes very old buildings, and we're looking to take the next step, and we're trying to figure out how we can do it. Farming's a really tough job, and currently milk prices are very poor, but we would like to eventually work on getting some new barns, and new barns would definitely help the cows. It would be over the years, cows have gotten bigger, so we need to make more room for them to really be comfortable and get more cow comfort. And also, along with just giving our cows the best that they deserve, we would also be able to build a barn that's more welcoming for tourism and maybe have some, because currently right now all of our tours are outside, so maybe have an indoor area where everybody can start out and kind of, you know, hang their coats up, put their things away, and then venture out and to see the cows. So we'd like to make it more conducive to having people visit the farm and more conducive to making our jobs a little bit simpler, having old buildings. Like I said, it's the cows are in an old building. We're also working with old styles of design and old equipment.
Sure.
So it'd be nice to just be more efficient and do our job the best that we know we can.
Right. It was interesting when you first started talking about what you were going to be doing and stuff, and the first thing out of your mouth was not, you know, efficiency and streamlining and things like that. It was for the comfort of the cows and things like that. So it just kind of shows where your mindset is and stuff. It's not, you know, it has to be and stuff, and as far as, you know, bottom dollar, you know, bottom line and stuff with the dollar and things like that. But your interest is, you know, the cows are getting bigger, so we got to give them more space and stuff. You know, they got to be comfortable. When they're comfortable and they're happy and stuff, they're going to produce a better quality product and stuff. So already your mind is just that much further advanced than, you know, typically seen in things. So
yeah, the entire industry in college and and in throughout the dairy industry, it's all about cow comfort. So,
isn't that something? We're going to take a little quick commercial break, and we will be right back, so stay tuned.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back at Get Healthy 100, and this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington and all. And we're going to get right back to this discussion and all, because off-air and stuff, we just talk about so many things and all. And today we've got Michaela from Fulper Family Farmstead, which is a fifth-generation farm down there in Lambertville, New Jersey. And off-air and stuff, we were talking about so many things, but we wanted to go back to that cow comfort issue that she was talking about, and she has even more to say about it. So go ahead.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to really make the point of when I studied animal science in college, so I was taught by up-and-coming researchers in the dairy industry, and, you know, I'm always reading papers and magazines, everything about the new studies and information, and I know farmers, and I know what we're all thinking, and it's really critical to have cow comfort. It's that these two words go perfectly together, and it's really a key word that everybody talks about in our industry. And if a cow isn't comfortable, then she's not as happy as she could be. And if they don't have comfort, they're more at risk for maybe not feeling as well. They don't do as well. And we just want to make happy cows. Our responsibility is the cow first, and cow comfort is just huge throughout the industry. So something we're actually also getting that we don't need a new barn for is we're going to be getting some brushes to hang on the wall, and the cows can go up to scratch their backs, rub. It helps them groom, and it also gives them some fun activity to do, and they can hang out and get the scratches that they can't always get in other spots. So it's something like that. It's minimal. It's a small thing that you do. You just tack a brush onto the wall that's strong enough for a big 1,500-pound cow to rub on, and they really love it. And you'll see the response in the cows if you get it up there and they didn't have it before. Sure. So really excited to – we learned about those brushes. We're going to be getting up in the barn pretty soon.
Yeah, and that's almost like doing acupuncture or a good massage to them and all.
Yeah,
too. So,
yeah, definitely. And it keeps them nice and clean.
So that works out better.
When it warms up and they start to shed, it'll help them get all that hair off.
Out of there and stuff. So it's a dual-purpose thing going on. One of the other things we were talking about off-air and stuff was you've got this farm adventure camp that is now a good time to get registered for and all?
Yeah, so right now, if you thought the Farmstead Adventure Camp was interesting and you have the desire to go, or you have maybe a grandchild, a daughter, a son, a niece, a nephew, right now is the time to sign up because we offer early bird discounts. I believe in February it's going to be 15% off, 10 or 15% off. You'll just have to check out our website, fulperfarms.com, or our Facebook page, which is Fulper Family Farmstead, and that's where we share any discounts happening. And the closer we get to the camp, the less discount, and people might have to pay the full price. So I definitely say, go run and sign up right now, and you'll get some money off for your camp week.
There you go. And so, and that's an important thing to do, you know, because now is not that early to start, you know, thinking about what you're going to do with little Johnny and Mary and stuff during
some
the summertime.
Some people reaching out 3 months ago.
Oh, where they are.
Oh, we need to get it.
Take my kids.
We need to get it figured out.
Wow, that's interesting. So, like you said, there's small classes.
Yep. Only
there's 20, hands-on.
Maybe 35 kids at most.
Okay. Hands-on. So these kids aren't just sitting around in chairs and bleachers and stuff and being lectured to and stuff. No. They're hands-on. So they're what? They're grooming the cow. The calves, walking them, learning proper leading and things like that.
Yeah, they're learning to show. They're washing them.
Mm-hmm. Feeding probably things.
They don't feed them just because it's in between chore time.
Oh, okay.
So we do the chores once the kids head out.
Okay.
But along with a lot of water games, because it's the middle of summer,
mm-hmm.
lots of arts and crafts for them to take home. We talk about, we do some trivia, so the things that we do sneak in that's educational, then we make a game out of it and
look
do
at that.
Trivia and teams, team against team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just really fun, and they also go into the milking parlor. They see how the cows are milked, and they're around the farm action all day, so they're seeing us go in and out. They're seeing different equipment, and just learning what it takes and how somebody's there before they get there, and they're there once they leave, so they're really kind of...
Which is a good idea for them to understand where that, you know, that container of milk or that, you know, the cheese is coming from and all, instead of just thinking you go to the store and it's there magically.
And they're making friends, which is why everybody wants to go to camp, right? So they, like I said, we have kids will come back sometimes the whole entire, every week that we offer in the summer, they'll be there, and they'll come back and see their friends that they met last year and make new friends. And it's really fun. There's plenty of schools in this area, so it's fun for kids to meet peers from other school
districts.
Isn't
that interesting, though? So that's good. Now, how do people get a hold of you? Website, email, Twitter, Bing Bang, whatever you use now?
So we're fulperfarms.com. On Facebook, which is, we're pretty active on Facebook and Instagram. So Facebook is Fulper Family Farmstead. Instagram is Fulper Farms, which is the same as what our website is. And you can reach out through any of the contact boxes on our website, or you can email info@fulperfarms.com. And one of us will get back to you. It's usually me. And also, our phone number is 609-651-5991 if somebody wants to speak to somebody. If we're working with the cows, we might not always answer, but we always give a call back.
When I first started getting in contact over there and stuff, she happened to be out on a tour and things like that, but she got back, you know, as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
So they do respond, which is a nice thing to do.
Yeah, people, they always thank me for responding quickly, and it always surprises me. So we're always there. I'm checking my email a few times every day for anybody who reaches out via the website.
Mm-hmm. So what's a typical day in a camp adventure and stuff? What time do they get there? What's the first thing they do? Second thing, is there a little break time?
Yeah, they come at 9. It's usually they usually start out going towards the calves early in the morning, because as it gets hot during the day, we don't like to take the calves out and stress them in the hot weather. So they normally do calf activities in the morning. And then that'll be followed by some arts and crafts, lunch. Of course, a lot of things between that. They do lots of yard games.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody picks their favorites. And it seems like every camp week will have a favorite yard game, and they repeat it a billion times. Whether it's on the schedule or not, the kids will make it happen. And in the afternoons, they'll usually do water games, maybe make a snack if that's on it, or have a snack if they brought some. And it's just active all the time, no matter what they're doing.
It sounds like it and stuff. And I'm sure that the parents are happy when they come home and they're so damn dead tired and stuff that they just drop into bed for the next day.
Yeah, it's exhausting to be a counselor, because you can't go home and have somebody take care of you like the campers can. So it's a lot of work, but it's really fun. The kids love it, and it tires them out and teaches them, and they form a really important bond with their calves. And it's hard for them to leave their calves sometimes, but that's a sign of a good camp week.
How many kids actually adopt a calf then and stuff, you know? And so, like, most people get dogs or cats and stuff. How many people say, hey, Mom, I want a cow?
A lot of the kids will say it, but we don't encourage anybody to get any, because cows are a huge responsibility.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine. You know, you see movies and stuff when, you know, people, you know, get calves or something like that. And it's like, where do you get rid of one then? And things like that. So,
yeah. So people say, well, I'll just take it home. And I always say, well, they need a lot of space. So why don't you just come back to camp next year and that'll they'll be here.
That'll be good then. So we've got a few minutes left and stuff. So how can people get a hold of you again? Camp is starting to get registered now.
Yeah, register now for camp. If you want a discount, it'll be 10 or 15%. And the website is fulperfarms.com. The email is info@fulperfarms.com. And we're really active on Facebook and Instagram. We try to do a good mix of cute cow pictures, farm pictures, as well as delicious product shots and maybe some recipes of the products that we use.
Very good. So when you're out and about and stuff at all the different food vendors, markets, farm markets and stuff are very important for the products that Fulton Family Farm has to sell and all. Say that you heard about them on the radio show and stuff, and you know they can continue the good work that they're doing and all.
Wrightstown, West Windsor Market, and Percy, as well as the Mercer County Winter Farmers Market.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're at a number of them then.
Yeah, we usually do 3 or 4 a year.
Wow, that's great then and all. All right, so that's our show for today. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington. I want to thank Michaela for coming down and letting everybody know a little bit about the Fulton Family Farm down there, which is like a few minutes away from here and all.
10 minutes
and all. So call up, get Joe's kids, grandkids, young adults registered to be counselors or, you know, helpers or, you know, participants to their camp there and all. And we will see everybody back here next week with another great show. Have a great week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The partial government shutdown is over and many federal employees headed back to work for the first time in 35 days. The State of the Union address, though, it will not be happening tomorrow night. Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News he does hope, though, President Trump gets to deliver his State of the Union address.
This, to me, is petty politics. This is an opportunity for the American people to see all three branches of government come together. And even if we're not united in policy, at least we're united in the respect for the governmental system of this country.
Americans believe it is easier to enter and stay in the United States illegally than it is in most countries. According to a new Rasmussen survey, 42% of likely U.S. voters believe it's easier to get into the United States illegally than any other country in the world. Only 19% believe it's harder, while 26% believe the level of difficulty is about the same. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225. 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
There's a growing call for the U.S. to impose a fuel embargo on Venezuela. If that happens, it would target the industry that is responsible for 90% of Venezuela's revenues. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Gasoline prices have already increased 2 cents for a national average of $2.26 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says the markets are watching very closely what is happening in Caracas.
Venezuela's oil output has fallen to the lowest it has been in decades. Certainly a lot of heavy oil does come from Venezuela, and U.S. refineries, especially in the Gulf Coast, are very reliant on that crude oil.
At one time, Venezuela was producing more than 3 million barrels of oil per day. Output now is near 1 million. I'm John Clemens.
A winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 o'clock local time for parts of Wisconsin and Illinois. Those states expected to get close to a foot of snow with 30-mile-an-hour winds. And then tomorrow, things are going to be cold. Highs approaching right around zero. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141.